An oil trader just lost $17 million on tokenized crude in a single liquidation. Sometime around Trump's national address threatening to hit Iran extremely hard, a single anonymous trader on Hyperliquid watched $17.17 million evaporate from a leveraged position on Brent Oil USDC. Brent crude jumped 5% to above $106 on the speech. The position got margin called and liquidated. It was over in minutes. This is the second time in under 30 days that oil has produced the largest single liquidation event on a crypto-native venue. $403 million wiped across 137,000 traders. The broader damage was not limited to oil. Across Hyperliquid, 137,031 traders were liquidated for a combined $403 million in the 24 hours following Trump's remarks. Longs took the worst hit at $234.6 million versus $168.7 million for shorts. A concentrated four-hour window around the speech alone accounted for $153.7 million. Ether led total liquidation volume at $104.5 million. Bitcoin followed at $98.3 million. Tokenized oil came third at $46.6 million, ahead of every other crypto asset on the platform. As of April 2, 2026, Brent Oil USDC was trading at $107.19 with $977 million in 24-hour volume and $515 million in open interest. For context, the broader crypto market was already sliding. Bitcoin sat at $66,645, down 2.5% in 24 hours and 6.2% over 7 days. ETH sat at $2,050, down 2.7%, and SOL at $78.94, down 5.3%. The Fear and Greed Index read 27, firmly in fear territory. Traders who had positioned for a ceasefire, going long crypto and short oil, got hit from both directions simultaneously. Why tokenized crude keeps producing the biggest blowups? The pattern is worth examining. Oil on Hyperliquid is not a sideshow anymore. Brent Oil USDC carries more open interest than most mid-cap crypto perpetuals, and its 24-hour volume, 977 million, would rank it among the top five most actively traded contracts on the platform. What makes oil liquidations particularly violent is the geopolitical binary risk. Crypto markets drift on sentiment, macro data, and flow patterns. Oil moves on headline-driven supply shocks that arrive without warning. A presidential speech, a military strike, a tanker seizure in the Strait of Hormuz. These are discontinuous events, not gradual repricing. Leveraged traders get no chance to adjust. Hyperliquid's permissionless listing model, HIP3, is the reason tokenized commodities exist on a DeFi venue at all. Any asset with a Pyth or Chainlink Oracle feed can get a perpetual swap market without requiring approval. That speed-to-market advantage attracted commodity speculators who were already comfortable with crypto exchange interfaces. But it also means there is no circuit breaker, no limit up, limit down, and no exchange-imposed position limits of the kind that CME enforces on WTI futures. The ceasefire trade unwind. The specific positioning that blew up was what multiple analysts have called the ceasefire trade. Long crypto, short oil, on the assumption that de-escalation in the Middle East would send oil down and risk assets up. When Trump's address made clear that escalation, not resolution, was the near-term trajectory, both legs of the trade moved against holders simultaneously. This is a structural risk that DeFi commodity markets inherit from traditional macro trading, but amplify through higher leverage availability and 24/7 market hours. CME oil futures close on weekends. Hyperliquid does not. The gap risk that traditional commodity traders manage through reduced weekend exposure simply does not exist as an option here, because there is no weekend. What $515 million in open interest means for DeFi, $500 million in open interest on a single tokenized commodity contract would have been unthinkable 12 months ago. Hyperliquid's total open interest across its permissionless market crossed $1.2 billion in early March. Oil alone now accounts for roughly 43% of that figure. The implication is straightforward. DeFi derivatives platforms are no longer crypto-only venues. They are multi-asset trading platforms where geopolitical commodity risk can produce losses that match or exceed those from crypto's own volatility. That $17 million single liquidation would be unremarkable on CME or ICE. On Hyperliquid, it was the largest individual position to be force closed across all asset classes. For crypto card users and self-custody wallet holders who interact with DeFi protocols, the lesson is about counterparty and collateral risk. Assets held on these platforms as collateral can be liquidated by commodity price moves that have nothing to do with crypto fundamentals.